the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Matt Charbonneau, who covers Michigan State football and men's basketball for the Detroit News. Are you a little scared of Friday the 13th there, Matt?
Wouldn't be. I'm nervous as they can be.
All right. Well, a hastily called press conference was in full effect yesterday. Coach Tom Izzo had decided what he was going to do with MSU player Derek Nix. Tell us about this story.
Well, yeah, obviously most people know now he's been reinstated. Of course, you know, Tom said yesterday they're working on a lot of the the parameters of his reinstatement, which he says aren't concrete yet, but he did say he'll make his life miserable, which, you know, I can imagine it's not going to be easy for Derek. But I got to say, I'm not real surprised he's back. I do know they did want to do it quickly. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see exactly what it all entails for Derek. You know, he mentioned that he'll probably have to do some work with kids because Tom mentioned it was difficult to explain to his 12-year-old son what was going on. So I'm sure a lot of it will be physical. There'll be a heck of a lot of schoolwork he'll have to be involved in, and certainly community work. So, you know, we'll see. This will be his last chance. If he kind of stays on the straight and narrow and does everything they put in front of him, you know, I think he'll be fine for next year.
Derek Nix was suspended last week after facing charges of operating under the influence of a controlled substance and possession of marijuana. Nix pleaded guilty yesterday morning to a reduced misdemeanor charge of impaired driving. He'll be sentenced on May 11, and I'll imagine he'll just get a slap on the hands and some probation.
Yeah, that seems to be kind of what we see as the norm here. I mean, we've seen some other guys go through that, and that tends to be what it is. I mean, you might get a fine, a little probation. That would probably be it. So that's really not too far from what I expected, to be honest.
Now, there's a couple of questions that I wondered about. First of all, is anyone else on the team indulging in this? And you probably don't have the answer to that. And number two, has this been a habit for Nix? Or was this a one-time thing where either of those addressed at the press conference?
Well, no, obviously those weren't really addressed. It was, you know, we could get into a whole social debate on whether, you know, marijuana should be legal, whatnot. But, you know, we are talking about college kids, and to think that, you know, not a single one of them is ever making the wrong choice at some point, I think it'd be a little naive, you know, whether it's a huge chronic problem with these guys. That I don't know either. It certainly doesn't seem to be. I mean, not from my interactions with these guys. So, you know, I mean, in my opinion, it's kind of kids are being kids. They screw up sometimes, and this is kind of what we've seen. So, you know, they didn't really address that too much. It was kind of more, you know, Derek obviously understood that he made a mistake, and he's at this point is pretty grateful for that really his last chance now.
Yesterday I was listening to talk radio from Ann Arbor. Every once in a while I listen to 1050 down there, and they have the Michigan take, and of course a lot of what they were saying was negative. I thought it interesting how Coach Izzo said one of the things that weighed into his decision to bring Nix back was the fact of, you know, he proposed the question, what would we do? What would you do? What would I do if this was our kid? Would you want your coach to give up on him? And I thought that was an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, and I kind of said this a few days ago that I think the worst thing to do for a kid like this would be just to give up on him. You know, and I think each kid is kind of a different case. I think we see that with different coaches and different players. And you know, there was a lot of backlash a couple of years ago when Mark D'Antonio brought Chrisell Rucker back, but I think these coaches know these kids better than really anybody. In a lot of cases, might know them better than their parents. So I think you got to kind of take each case as they come. You know, Derek grew up in a, you know, single-parent household. So I think Tom really sees his role as kind of like a surrogate father for some of these guys, and Derek being one of them. So, you know, I know a lot of these coaches, they take that approach that these are essentially, they're going to treat them just like their children. And you know, like you said, they take them on for 4 years and really ask the parents to kind of let them take over. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that he would kind of approach it like that. And I think it was a kind of a perfect way to let people try and see what he was dealing with.
I know something that had to weigh on Coach Izzo was the fact that he had had some challenges with Knicks, although they weren't legal. Knicks wasn't cutting the weight, wasn't giving the effort. His heart wasn't into what was going on, and he spent a little time away from the program before he decided to come back. And so I wondered if that would weigh in his decision.
Well, what I think weighed in the most is how Derek responded to it, that over the last year, he showed that he could really commit. He lost all that weight. And it wasn't just lose the weight for a little bit and let it all come back. I mean, he was committed the entire year. I think Derek made some huge strides in that area, and that's what Tom saw. And I think, you know, if he would have done that, given him that shot then, and Derek didn't make the most of it, maybe we'd see a different result now. But he saw that this kid can, you know, really can bounce back from it and commit to it and learn from the mistakes he made. And I think he's counting on that happening again in this case.
Well, be a part of the storyline that we follow for the Michigan State men's basketball team for this coming season. The recruits are in, and this situation has almost come to a head. So maybe there'll be a little time off for you there, Matt.
Well, we'll see. We'll finish up with a couple weeks of football, and, before you know it, it'll be July or August, and we'll be right back at it.
All right. Matt Charbonneau is with the Detroit News. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Tony.